everyone, and welcome to Babe Waves at CITR 101.fm. Today we have a really special program because it's Fun Drive, and it's a very special time of the year because CITR is looking for, basically we're looking for money. Why is that, Paulina? Sorry, first of all, I'm going to introduce who is in the in the studio here with me. So we have Paulina and Anna.
Yeah, so, you know, Fun Drive's really important. So it happens annually, and each year, so we try and raise some money. Because this is a local community radio station, and it's not for profit, so we do generally need the funds in order to host all the training sessions, to hire people to do that, and then for equipment as well, or anything like that. It's CITR is really special. It's a one place where we really emphasize playing Canadian content, local content, female content as well, and we love what we do. So that's why you should donate. Any amount really does make a difference. $5, $50, $100, it doesn't matter. So you can donate at 604-822-8648. Again, that's 604-822-8648. And you can also donate online at citr.ca /donate. And yeah, you can, with that, you could get some really fun swag. So at $30, you'd get the Friends of CITR card, which would give you access to any kind of discounts at a number of locations, whether that's a record store or a vintage clothing shop. I can't talk. vintage clothing shop. So that's really great. And then $60 would give you an enamel pin and the CITR card as well. So the more you donate, you basically get the swag from the level below that, like the swag from that as well. And I personally really like the one where you get the tote bag. There's a Discorder tote bag. It is bright red and so sweet. I really want one myself. Not sure if I can afford that at the moment. I am a student. but I would love to get my hands on that. And I think you'd like it too. So, yeah, donate because we do need it. And any amount matters. So with that, we're going to play Big Eyes, Back from the Moon.
We'll be right back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver.
Hello, we are back on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Babe Waves, the show by the Gender Empowerment Collective here at CITR. And we are joined here at the studio with Anna and Paulina. And Paulina has a couple of words for us.
Yeah, so you're listening to Big Eyes earlier, the song Back from the Moon. I have an exam to write in less than an hour, so
Good luck.
Thank you so much. I'm not feeling that great about it. The life of a university student. Anyways, so I just have a quick announcement. So my friend Hyungu Kang is... has an initiative. It's called the 10,000 Koreans Initiative, and it's happening from March 13th to the 24th in the Nest. And essentially, it's going to be an installation up in the lower atrium of the Nest. There's going to be 10,000 paper cranes hung up, so it'll be beautiful, I'm sure. And it's, you know, come by to sign some petitions, postcards, and form letters as well. They're going to be sent to sponsors of the Albertan tar sands at the end of the month. So yeah, that's just an announcement. Come by and check it out. It'll be sweet, and support the earth.
Thank you, Paulina, and good luck with your exam.
Thank you very much.
So today's episode is Fun Drive, and that means that for a week-long, CITR is organizing its yearly fundraise event. So you can help us raise $4,000 to support new training and development opportunities at CITR. So why you should donate? Well, CITR is raising funds to support new training, as I said before, but you can also support independent community radio and our local authentic and alternative programming. So please donate. You can call us. We have volunteers in the phones 24/7 for the next week. And you can call us at 604-822-8648. That's again 604-822-8648. And you can donate any amount that you feel like you can donate. There is no amount that is too small. Like anything helps, really. And then depending on your amount, you can also get CITR swag. That means that, for example, if you donate $30, you get a Friends of CITR card, which give you discounts at bars, stores, restaurants, as Paulina was mentioning before. With $60, you get a limited edition Fun Drive 2017 enamel pin, which is really cool. And right now we are going to play a song, and we will be back in a second. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to Babe Waves. That was, wait a second, where do I have it? Oh yes, that was Kenotic and the song was Malikum's Dub. Sorry about that.
What language is that, Malikum's Dub?
He is from, this is an artist from Vancouver. And yeah, I kind of love that song really. Anyway, this back to Fundrive Week. As we were telling you before, Fundrive is an important week, really important week actually for CITR, as we are asking for donations. And we just had a donation for $50. So thank you so much, T-Ball, for donating that. And it is definitely helping us a lot. Thank you for your generosity. Again, that was $50, sorry, by T-Ball. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. If you want to donate, you can call 604-822-8648. That's again 604-822-8648. And there are volunteers here to help us, collect the song. So if we have them for 24/7. You can also donate online at CITR.ca. patreon.com/donate. And here in the studio, I am with a colleague of mine. Actually, we studied together at the School of Journalism here at UBC. And I wanted to ask you, Anna, why do you think it's important for... why is it important to support local community radio stations like CITR, organizations that are not for profit?
Well, talking precisely about CITR, I would say it is important to support us because we are a radio station ran exclusively by students. And so that is very special and unique in a sense that we're all volunteering to do the shows we are doing, and we're doing it because we love doing it. It's actually, like you said, this phrase non-for-profit or not-for-profit, however you say it, it means a lot. It means that actually people are doing it because they love doing it. It's like gaining some kind of pleasure or utility from it that is not financial, and that is a big deal. And yeah, like, again, we're students. We are not trained. I would say that neither of us are professional. I don't know if there's such a faculty as radio in UBC that people study and that teaches them to be radio anchors. However, even in our such journalism school, that's not really a course. So we're all volunteers DJing and doing stuff like this, like having our own show. So a little bit of support for us would be a big thing.
Yeah, definitely. And this is a community, right? So it gives voices to different community members. It's alternative and inclusive. The content at CITR is controlled by those who produce and listen to it. So you have your say as well. We play CanCon and FemCon, so a lot of those songs and music that you wouldn't listen to at any other, you know, hit stations.
Yeah, CITR really has its own character that other radio stations don't have.
Definitely.
That we stand out, and so that would be a reason to support us because we are one of a kind like this.
Definitely. And again, anything helps, $5, $10, $100, it doesn't. Any penny counts. And speaking of the community and that we can play FemCon, CanCon, different songs that you wouldn't hear in the radio otherwise, I want to play a song that I really like and that I've never listened in the radio here in Canada, because it's from an Argentinian French artist. She is a rapper. And this song is called Une Seule Humanité, so a single humanity. And this is Kenny Arcana.
Tellement loin d'être en paix avec nous-mêmes. Comment être en paix avec les autres? Après tant de mauvais plis, faire preuve de bienveillance nous demandera des efforts. L'indifférence n'est pas la paix, la solution n'est pas dans la révolte. Sublime la sève, le combat ultime se jouera au-dedans de nos écorces. Discerner ses travers et ses torts, et pouvoir en accepter dès lors. Chemin de la métamorphose, c'est dans le cœur de l'homme que Dieu a caché ses trésors. À chacun sa couleur et ses forces, étreindre la vie dans toutes ses formes. Au bord du vide, il ne reste plus que la chute libre ou plein essor. Alors redeviens léger comme un enfant, léger comme une plume, léger. Comme un souffle léger. Une seule et même humanité. Et on est ensemble. On est ensemble. On est ensemble. On est ensemble. La lumière de la
l'âme, c'est l'amour. Qu'elle nous bénisse là où nos pieds se poseront. Que la paix soit sur vous, sur nous, sur nos morts, sur nos vivants. De la paix pour le monde. Dites aux grands de la terre, si petit soit-il, que toute vie est sacrée pour de bon. Qu'aucun mur ne protège, on a le cœur pour refuger les erreurs du passé pour le sang. Arrivera ce qui arrivera, mais c'est maintenant qu'on doit se poser les bonnes questions. Améliorer le monde, c'est arrêter de faire de son petit moi-jeu une obsession. Faire la guerre est un échec, une insulte à la vie, qu'on ne se trompe pas d'horizon. On doit se réinventer, on a déjà trop expérimenté le stress et l'oppression. Alors redeviens léger, comme l'insouciance léger. Comme un souffle léger. Une seule et même humanité et on est ensemble.
Juste un sourire peut-être, juste pour apaiser ta plaie. Un regard complice pour te rappeler l'humanité. C'est si simple la paix. Moi je veux bien commencer. Juste un sourire peut-être, juste pour apaiser ta plaie. Un regard complice pour te rappeler l'humanité.
That was Kenny Arcana, Une Seule Humanité. And Kenny Arcana is a French, Argentine-French rapper. And she's pretty amazing. I love her rap. And she is an alter globalization and civil disobedience. She was active in those movements. So I think she has a lot of things to say. And she's still active. She started writing songs at the age of 12 and began rapping publicly when she was like 14. So I think that's pretty amazing. So yeah, if you want to check it out, it's Kenny Arcana. And yeah, we are back on Babe Waves at CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry about that. And we are on Fun Drive Week, which means that this is the week when we are asking our listeners and our friends, family, to call and donate at 604-822-8648. That's again 604-822-8648. And it's a very important time of the year for us because what we are going to do with this money is to support new training and develop programmers and volunteers. And it's just a way to support independent community radio and our local authentic and alternative programming. And I have here with me today a colleague from the School of Journalism, and she is basically, Anna and I didn't have any experience with radio. We didn't get any classes or anything at the School of Journalism because we went on to do video and written articles, so nothing to do with radio. So we came to CITR and we had no idea how this worked, how the radio world worked. And basically everyone supported us. You can come and create your own podcast. They facilitate amazing studio and a really cool space. The people here are super, super helpful. These are amazing people. And the community it builds, it's really beautiful. So radio-wise, CITR is dedicated to education. And it's just really great. What do you think,
Anna? I will also add to this that it's actually the... What's great about CITR is that we students run it and do it and administer it and actually create everything that you're listening to and that hopefully you're enjoying. And so what I think about it that it's a good thing is that you get to hear what the youth is listening to. You get to hear like what music they're listening to. You get to hear what discussions they're having, what issues they're raising, and or just what catches their interest and attention that they would like to discuss. So I have a feeling it's just such a doorway into getting to know better and just connecting and learning about, so what's up with the young people nowadays? So what air do they breathe? And so this is the place that lets people know about it.
Totally. And so I want to ask on my, because I studied at the School of at the Graduate School of Journalism here at UBC, and I wanted to ask one of my dear professors. She's Catherine Gretzinger, and she's a CBC radio legend. She has been working in radio for over 20 years. She's such a beautiful person, and basically she knows, if I have any questions about radio, about journalism, I go to her. So I went with a microphone yesterday and I just asked her why she thought it was important to donate to CITR in this fundraise period, and this is what she has to say.
Why do you think it's important to have a radio station like CITR?
I think it's important to have a radio station like CITR because it's a place, a space for the voices of students to be heard. And sadly, people, they can participate in all kinds of different ways out loud. They can go on Twitter or Facebook or Insta or Snapchat or any other medium. But this is kind of a place to come together and share ideas. So whether it's Nardwar spinning his weird music and sharing his brilliant interviews, or whether it's women's programming, or whether it's News 101 that so many of our students participate in, it's critical. It's community information. It's a place for people to come together and learn a little bit about each other, share a little bit about their own situation, and participate in a conversation that we don't have a whole lot of spaces to participate in together. So community radio is vital radio as far as I'm concerned. And some of my most powerful students have gravitated to CITR over the years, and I'm very grateful that it's there for them.
CITR is doing their annual fund drive, which raises enough funds for them to work a whole year. So why do you think it's important that people donate?
If people don't donate to CITR, then they're going to lose it. And that would be a shame. It's been around for an awfully long time. Some very important programming has come out of there. Students have done extraordinary work and learned a ton. Having the opportunity, you know, we always say to students when they come into our master's program that journalism is something you learn by doing. CITR allows them a space to do. So without it, that would be tragic. It would be this huge missed opportunity. People should donate because you don't have to spend a lot of money, and the ripples go far. So they should also donate because if we don't pay attention to these things in this world that we live in, if we don't put our money where our mouths are, we tend to lose the things we care about. So we should put down some money and keep the station alive.
Thank you.
Thank you. Isn't she great?
She's amazing.
Such a beautiful professor. She's seriously, I don't live here. Like, I'm studying here, but I'm not from Vancouver originally. And I really consider her like my mentor. She's such a beautiful person.
Yeah, she's a great person.
Yeah, she has a lot of knowledge as well. She has such a beautiful voice as well, radio mm-hmm, voice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way she speaks. It just
definitely.
It sounds like a melody. Like, absolutely. Sounds so good.
So as Catherine was saying, it's Fundrive Week for CITR. And if you want, no donation is too little. Anything helps. $5, $10, $100, anything helps. And if you want to donate for our community-run radio station, you can call us at 604-822-8648. That's again 604-822-8648. Hey, and if you want that in Spanish, that's 604-822-8648. So for example, if you donate $30, you get a Friend of CITR card. That's discounts at bars, stores, restaurants. And then if you gave $60, it's a limited edition Fundrive 2017 enamel pin plus the CITR card. So with the different donations, you get different things. And you can also get a tax receipt for the people working, you know, real jobs. And so we are going to play a couple of ads, and then we're going to be back with more interviews about CITR and our experience. What did we experience when we first came to CITR, and what do we think about it?
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny side up.
You're tuned in to CITR's annual Fun Drive. This year, we're inviting our community to shape your media just the way you like it by donating to CITR. CITR is a not-for-profit that provides media access and training to the Lower Mainland. Without fundraising, CITR couldn't keep the station running. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Make a pledge now or during your favorite program to receive a special show prize by calling 604-822-8648. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. And to celebrate our community's generosity, CITR is throwing a Fundrive finale at the Polish Community Center Friday, March 17th.
How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niskat from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at citr.ca.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
CITR and BC Black History Awareness present Black History Month. We're featuring stories about extraordinary Black Canadians. One such individual is John Craven Jones, the first teacher on Salt Spring Island. There was no school on Salt Spring Island, so Mr. Jones taught the children wherever there was space, in sheds or in family homes. He traveled back and forth between the schools on the island because it was too dangerous for the children to travel alone with cougars on the island. Jones was one of only 16 public school teachers in the entire province. Most surprisingly, he taught without being paid. The families were happy and eager to ensure he had whatever he needed so that he would stay, providing him with clothing, produce from the gardens, eggs, meat, and poultry. John Craven Jones continued teaching on Salt Spring Island until 1875, when he moved back to Ohio. He taught for another 20 years and then retired as a farmer. This has been a Black History Month PSA from CITR 101.9 FM and BC Black History Awareness.
Are you here because of me?
No.
I am here because of your light. Planets reach for immortality.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville, and we're making.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. God, I can't ever say that right.
No wine. We need some wine.
Oh. Anyway, Fun Drive Week. As I've been saying during the whole hour, we are celebrating our Fun Drive event where we ask for donations so that, you know, this community radio station keeps on going. And basically, this year's theme is Shape Your Media. And I'm going to tell you what we did last year with the funds. So last year, the theme was Grow Our Cultures. And we raised funds to improve the training and support we offered at the station and help increase the diversity of our on-air programming. We also employed a spoken word coordinator, and he provides training and support to our programmers, volunteers, and partners, both on and off campus. And we were also able to use the funds to continue to support our three collective members, which one of them is us, the Gender Empowerment Collective. Woo, 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 woo! And the other two are the Indigenous Collective, really cool as well, and the Accessibility Collective. So these three collectives were able to see the light of day because of last year's funds from the fund drive. So how amazing is that? And you can donate as little as actually $1. Anything helps, really. There is no too little donation. Anything helps. And you can do so by calling 604-822-8648. That's, again, 604-822-8648. And before we played a song from a Latin American and French artist. She's Argentinian and French. And I'm South American, and I've lived in France, so that hit home. So now we are going to listen to another song from the country where Anna is from, which is
Russia. So yeah, it's a Russian song from a Russian band. She's actually, well, the band is named after the singer, what's the name of, like, when the singer, he's like the leader. the
solo singer.
Yeah. Anyway, she's like a solo artist, although she has her people who play the music, and so she's the singer. And so the band is Luna. That's her name. And yeah, I don't know what the song sounds like, but it's recent. It was released December last year, so it's pretty new. And hopefully you guys will like it. And hopefully, yeah, I don't know what I'm playing. So hopefully we will enjoy it.
Awesome. Let's have a listen.
И когда придет новая весна, и усталый лед пробудит от сна, будут здесь звенеть ветром в волосах неспокойные голоса. И когда
Oh!
cool song. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
We actually got someone to come into the studio to ask what the song was called. So cool.
Yay, one person liked it.
Sweet. Anyway, fun drive week. Please donate to our station. The number is 604-822-8648. And if you're tired of my voice, I'm just going to play a interview I did with a colleague of mine. She's a good friend of mine at the School of Journalism. Her name is Eva. And here's what she has to say about fund drive and donations at CITR. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So Eva, how do we know each other?
Oh, so me and Hayo, we study together at the UBC School of Journalism. So we're both in our second year of the master's program here.
Did you study journalism before?
No, I didn't. So I did an undergrad in political science, and then I took a year off and I came to this program. And CITR was actually one of my very first experiences with doing journalism.
How come?
Well, the first week of school, a guy in our class stood up. His name was Rohit, and he started telling us about News 101, which is the weekly news program on CITR every Friday. And he encouraged us to come out and join and contribute and be news correspondents and host the show. And so that was my very first time being live on air.
Awesome. That sounds great. Yeah, actually, Rohit is our colleague, and we work together with him as well. And he's known for his radio experience. Yeah. So I have a couple of questions for you, Eva. And because Fundrive is happening and it is very important to us and to the radio station, what do you think is the importance of having these kind of independent media organizations?
Well, I think it's really important, especially CITR is a campus community radio station. So they cover a lot of topics that won't necessarily get covered by larger organizations, things that matter to students and to community members, events happening around campus, art events, musical acts, even like student politics events. So I think it's really important to get hear that perspective. And I also think it's a really kind of low barrier, accessible way for people to get involved with media, you know, because it is a volunteer-run organization and it's open to anyone contributing. So it's a really great way of getting people out to engage with the community and to offer their own voice.
And are you thinking of creating your own podcast? We were talking about that before.
Yeah, so actually, I think it's part of it grew from my inspiration participating with News 101. It kind of opened my eyes to the world of, or should I say, opened my ears to the world of radio. And so myself and a colleague at the journalism school, Michael, were working on creating a podcast about refugee resettlement and the daily challenges that involves. And it's great to know that there's a platform like CITR that would be willing to air that when it's ready.
Sounds great. And do you think it is, you were mentioning that it's accessible to everyone, but what about someone that has no experience in radio?
I literally had zero experience the first time I went to News 101 and hosted the show. And I was so nervous, but everything went fine. You know, we made a couple mistakes, but it wasn't a big deal. It's like a great space to experiment and try and just try it for the first time and not feel this intense pressure, and everyone's willing to help each other out. So I think it's completely accessible to anyone. Like if I could do it back then anyone can really join and participate.
Great. Thank you so much, Eva, for just these few words about CITR.
Thank you so much for having me, and go and donate, guys.
So that was our colleague from the School of Journalism, Eva, and that were her words on why you should donate and on our fund drive. Yes, Anna.
I have a funny story about donation and fund drive. So I did my undergrad in Waterloo, and we lived in a residence, and that residence had its own college, so Renison College. And one day we had a fund drive for the residence, and I think it was like for probably like the student society of the residence. I can't remember the detail what and for what and why. But so the fund drive was conducted in such an interesting, peculiar manner that the person who organized it decided that he's going to play the song that irritated everyone a lot, the one that's Friday,
oh,
something,
Jesus.
That. And he's like, I'm going to be playing it the entire day. And for me to, you know, for it to stop playing, you guys going to have to donate. And so the moment we reach the amount of money I plan to reach, I'm going to stop playing it.
That's
and
an interesting
honestly,
approach.
It's like 24 hours was Friday, and was repeating itself all the time. Yes. And like, it was so funny. Like some deans, like, you know, we had like these second year, like whatever they are, who kind of like took care of us, like the newcomers from high school, that they kind of got into like a little dispute with him because they were like, you know what you're doing? This is racketing. You're like beating money out of us. This is against the law. Like, you can't do this. Like, you're, you know, blackmailing us. What is this? But it was just hilarious because people did not want to go. And he played it in the dining room. That's where people go to eat, to hang out. You know, that's the.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because he really kept his promise of making it 24 hours of that irritating, annoying song.
That's so funny. That's, yeah, a bit of an extreme example. We are not doing that, although we have. A full
week of
programming.
Oh, but we are a radio. No, but then you guys can always switch to another room.
Definitely.
And there we couldn't leave to another room.
So we are Fun Drive Week. Please donate to keep our community radio going. If you want to donate, anything is helpful. So you can call our phones at 604-822-8648. That's again 604-822-8648. And unfortunately, we ran out of time. But coming up next is Are You Aware? Thank you for listening and take care.